Hey guys, welcome back to my lovely podcast, Project Six. If you're new here, because it is a new year, my name is Mia Mari, and I'm the host of this lovely podcast that is streamed here on Spotify, or if you're listening, also here on Apple Podcast. This is a audio only video, well, podcast for today, not a video. I usually film in the studio, or I usually film at home. However, right now I still want to break, and I don't want to do the whole setup right now. I just want to enjoy life right now. So yeah, I hope you guys had a great New Year's. I know I had a great one. I spent it with my friends from high school, which was really fun. And speaking of New Year's, that is going to be our topic for today. Today we're going to be talking about New Year's and like the origins of it, and like literally why do humans celebrate New Year's? Because this New Year's made me think, why do we celebrate it? Why do we celebrate it in winter and not in spring? Does it have more of an astrological origin? Does it have more of a historical origin? And you know, we're gonna go dive into like why people have New Year's resolutions, and we're gonna go more in depth about that because I'm curious now that I like, I don't know, I'm coming to the realization that I'm also turning 20 this year. Guys, I'm turning 20. I'm just so scared about and I think I came to the realization of this because I am turning 20, but also it's like, why do we celebrate it? And like, why? Why? So we are going to dive into that for this episode today. And I hope you guys really enjoy it. And I'm excited for you guys to maybe take some feedback from this and kind of like reflect a little bit upon yourselves about why you celebrate New Year's and why you have New Year's resolutions, and reflect upon your last year to make this year a better year. So let's get started. I'm excited to talk about this today. So we're going to talk about the origins of New Year's. So I looked it up before this, guys. I'm like a little like, I'm prepared on my podcast, so like, don't worry, we're not babbling on like I used to. And from what I got from Britannica.com, is the earliest known record of a New Year festival dates from around 2000 BCE in Mesopotamia. I love saying Mesopotamia. Flashbacks to AP World History, if you know, you know. Where in Babylonia, the New Year, I'm going to butcher it, Akhetu, began with the new moon after the spring equinox mid-March, and in Assyria with the new moon nearest the autumn equinox mid-September. So, and then more things, like, you know, the little thing Google was saying, people also ask. A question says, who started the New Year's tradition? The Babylonians. The first known record of the New Year's celebrations began around 2000 BC, yeah, Mesopotamia, and actually occurred at the end of March, like I said in my first thing. And then this other question says, why was the New Year's celebration moved from spring to January 1st? And according to tradition, during his reign from 715 to 673 BCE, Numa revised the Roman Republican calendar so that January replaced March as the first month. It was a fitting choice since January was named after Janus, the Roman god of all beginnings, and March celebrate Mars, the god of war. And this is coming from Britannica. The second one's come from resolutiondenver.com, by the way. Those are my lovely, lovely sources. And that really kind of, a lot of it deprives from the ancient world, for what I can really remember. Like, the ancient Egyptians also celebrate New Year's based on the annual flooding of the Nile River, which usually occurred mid-July. The flooding brought fertility to the land, symbolizing renewal. And then, like I said, in ancient Rome, it began in March. However, in 153 BCE, the Roman Senate declared January as the first start of the civil year. Chinese New Year, the Chinese New Year, also known as the Spring Festival, is based on the lunar calendar and has been celebrated for thousands of years. The dates vary, falling between January 21st and February 20th. And then we have the Islamic New Year. In the Islamic calendar, New Year begins with the first day of Muharram. The Islam calendar is a lunar calendar, so the date varies in the Georgian calendar. And in the Georgian calendar, which is the modern Western celebration of New Year's, on January 1st, and is based on the Georgian calendar, introduced by Pope Gregory the... I think it's the 13th or the 8th. I don't know my Roman numerals very well, guys. I learned cursive in school, not Roman numerals. And 1582, the adoption of this calendar marked the beginning of the new year, aligning with the winter solstice. And more of this is like, throughout history, New Year's celebrations have been associated with themes of renewal, reflection, and hopes for the prosperous future, with specific customs, traditions, and dates that have varied widely across different cultural and historical periods. Yes. So, with that little lovely introduction to New Year's, I wanted to stop and think, like, why do we celebrate it? And that basically kind of sums up, like, the origins of New Year's. And there's different types of New Year's. Like, we have the Islamic New Year, we have the Chinese New Year, we have the Georgian New Year, and we have, like, their origins. Like, the Georgian one came from the Romans, because everything in the modern world basically came from the Romans. Except for democracy, that came from the Greeks. Yeah, guys, I gotta be in AP World History, but I still know my history. I was like 14 taking a college class, like, chill on me. But yeah, so it made me really want to learn a little bit more about it, and, you know, learn more about the origins of the new year, because I was really curious about it all. And I did not know that the Babylonians started it, which is kind of crazy. Like, I feel like I should have learned that in my AP class, but I guess we didn't. But that makes so much sense, because I feel like a lot of things that we got in the modern world was definitely from a lot of ancient civilizations, more in, like, that region. Is that the Caucasus region? Yeah, more of in that region of the world and everything. So it's really interesting how we ended up celebrating it because of the lovely Babylonians. Shout out to the Babylonians. So that also brings me into, like, the notion of, like, why do we start things in the new year? And, like, that thing that I just read to you guys is basically about, like, renewal. A lot of the things had to do with fertility, had to do with cycles, had to do with Roman gods. A lot of things started with renewal. So what I was thinking, what I was getting from that is thinking, like, oh, maybe it's because throughout human history, it's always been associated with things like that. So then it kind of translated into the modern version of that, and kind of being like, we're gonna start fresh, we're gonna start resolutions, we're gonna go to the gym, we're gonna do this and do that. Because I think it's the modern version of, like, the whole fertility, the lunar cycles, etc., etc. And I think it's really interesting how humans really brought that into fruition. And, you know, I'm interested into really understanding that. And so I decided to look up, when did New Year's resolutions start? And it said it started about 4,000 years ago by the ancient Babylonians, who would hold celebrations for New Year's when their crops were planted. So this has been a thing that's been going on throughout human history for years. And, you know, according to, like, certain sources, and kind of basically summed up what I just said, like, it's like a play on the renewal of something, or fertility, or cycles, and everything. And it says, New Year's resolutions have existed since the early 19th century, but perhaps far back as late as the 17th century. You know, there's, like, a lot of different sources on here, so we shouldn't really, like, I don't know. But around 200 years ago, they were used to, like, break bad behavior and everything. So they're basically kind of like how we're used today, about 200 years ago. So that was, like, what, the 1800s. Okay, we're gonna be exact, 1824. But yeah, so I guess that's like the gag with that. So, they were always around. These lovely resolutions were always around. But around 200 years ago, they became a source for getting out of bad behavior or getting out of bad habits to make yourself a better person. So technically, it is a play on the whole renewal thing that I spoke about earlier with ancient civilizations. So, my take on New Year's resolutions as a whole, now that we're done out of the academic part of the podcast, like the first, oh my God, it's like the first 10 minutes of it. Oh my God. My take on New Year's resolutions is that I like to do them. I grew up knowing, like, oh, you should have a resolution, da 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 da. I like resolutions, but I also feel like it's so oversaturated and it became more of like a capital, like, listic. No, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to keep that opinion to myself. I think it became more of a oversaturated term. That's what I think. I think it became more of an oversaturated term because I do believe what that source says. A lot of people use it to excuse their bad behavior, and not a lot of people use it as like a goal. And that's why my parents now are like, you need to have a goal in mind. What's your goal for the new year? Write down like 10 goals or whatever. And I wrote down 10 goals for the new year, and so far they have been coming into fruition, and I'm very happy about that. And the reason why they have been coming into fruition because I've reflected a lot on myself, and I worked on myself a lot enough to know that the past is the past, and I'm only 19 years old, and I have like the world is my oyster. The world is truly my oyster, and I'm excited to see what it brings towards me in the new year. And also, with the mindset comes purpose. Purpose physically, with what are you doing each day to make yourself get to that goal? Are you just sitting around on TikTok watching other people achieve their goal? Why are you not doing it yourself? Like, what are you doing out here? And so I see New Year's resolutions as more as goals now. I don't see it as like a thing that I'm like going to do and then stop after a while. I see it's more, it's like, no, it's a goal. Like, I need to do it. And it's kind of crazy because, like, that's like my personal opinion because I always just say a resolution, be like, yeah, go to the gym, go to the gym, go do this, go do that more. And then I go to the gym for like the first month of like January. Like, I go for January and then I just like don't go ever again. Or like I go, but it's like sparsely. And I'm like, no, I want to make the effort to like go 3 times a week, run 3 times a week, have like arm, abs, and leg day, and then like certain other goals that I can't really say on, excuse me, sorry, just like burped into the mic. I can't really say on here, like the other goals I can't say on here because they're more of a personal goal. But the gym is kind of like a goal that like everyone's kind of like, oh, like I want to like, go to the gym. I want to like have the summer bod. Da, da, da. Like, guys, I'm going to Hawaii. Hawaii for spring break. Mind you, I used to live there, so I'm not one of those people that just like go and stuff. Yeah, I don't want to talk about that, those type of people. But I used to live there, so I'm going back to see a friend. And I think that was kind of like my motivation a little bit. Also other factors, but that was one of my motivations to kind of like stay fit because I was like, I want to go to the beach and feel good about myself in the lovely island of Oahu and just revert back to my high school body because it was really good. Definitely freshman year, like freshman 15 is real. So I gained 13 pounds. So technically I didn't, like, I wasn't a victim of the freshman 15, but almost there. Almost there. See, that's the thing about colleges. You have dining dollars, you have meal swipes, and you just eat all the time. That's why I don't have a meal plan this year because like I can't do it. But anyway, we're getting off track. Yeah, so New Year's resolutions, I'm not a big fan of that. I feel like it's just because of the toy of the word, even though resolutions and goals are kind of a similar thing in this way. I believe if you say New Year's goals is better. And the thing with New Year goals is kind of just like, oh, say for instance, like, oh, I want to eat healthy. Oh my God, I have 365 days to eat healthy. And the thing is, I kind of broke down my year into quarters because in a lot of workspaces, a lot of things have broken down into quarters. I think it's like what every 90 days, it's like broken down. So that's what I did. I broke down every 90 days and I'm going to have a set goals for those 90 days. And then I'm going to reflect back on it and see what else I can do better. Like I have my overall goals for the year, but I have those goals that are like blotched into like 90 days and everything. So I have like certain goals for like now up until I think it's like March 1st and then March 1st until like, I don't know, like what, June 1st, something like that. And then like so on and so forth. It's like what, every 3 months or something. Every 3 months. Sorry, my math was not mathing for a second. I'm literally filming this at 12 a.m. because I forgot to do it today because I went to go see The Color Purple with my mom, which is highly recommended. Oh my God, I have the book. Highly recommended to go see it and read the movie and also watch the old movie if you haven't. So I'm filming this late after that movie. That movie was amazing. And if you guys want to see a podcast episode about that, let me know because I loved it so much. Anywho, so my advice to you guys about goals, because I don't say resolutions anymore, is that break your year up into four quarters. So every 90 days. So have goals for the whole year, but break them up and then have like a chunk of it for like 90 days. Because a year kind of like sets you into the mindset of like, oh, I can do it by December. I'll be fine. But then it prolongs things. And I know most of you, and I know most people also our age is kind of like, okay, I want to like get it out of the way, get it quick. You know, I want to have a year that brings things into fruition, that is steady, that is productive. And the only way for you to do that is to break down your year into four quarters instead of a whole year, because it just drags things out. And no one wants their stuff to be dragged out like that. You don't want to be dragged, guys. Like, that's like with dating when like, you know. Anyways, but like, yeah. So my advice to you guys about goals for New Year's is just break them down and you should be fine. And don't say resolutions anymore because according to our society, resolutions mean like, yeah, you want to do it, but you don't do it again. Say a goal. Say something that you're actually meaningful about, like start a business or start a podcast or, I don't know, get a dog, get your car, get your first house, get into college, go on that European summer trip. Like, I don't know, go to South Africa for a little bit. Hang out with your grandmother more. Like, those are goals, and those are goals that either could be accomplished in one quarter or just like broken down in the four quarters of the year. So, our next topic is kind of similar to the whole thing about how the Romans changed the New Year's from March to January. Is we're going to be talking about how in winter you should be hibernating, whereas in spring is it's for blossoming. And I say that because oh, sorry. So you guys remember when we were in kindergarten or pre-K or first grade, whatever, preschool, and we're learning about animals that hibernate, which I did not know that frogs hibernate, but now I know that. And you learn about the little bears and they hibernate and they sleep all winter, da da da. And then they, when spring comes out, you know, they're starting to like shed their fat, babies are born, flowers are blooming. That's how us humans should be like. People tend to forget that humans are, we're also animals. What are we, Homo sapiens or something like that? Like, we're also animals. And we come from the primate family. Guys, I took biology in 10th grade. Shh. I know what I'm talking about. I know the general idea. If I don't know, then you know the general idea. Anyways, we are animals at the end of the day. Every living thing on this planet, besides plants, is like an animal. We're in a certain animal kingdom. And I don't like how a lot of us as humans are diverting from our natural, like, abilities and resources. I don't think humans are supposed to be carnivores. I mean, omnivores. I really don't think we are supposed to, because our teeth are fat like herbivores. We should be eating plants. Eat your kale, guys. Eat your veggies. I don't think we should be omnivores. I also don't think that we should wake up before the sun comes out. And I don't do that. I hate waking up before the sun comes out. But like, we. What else should we not do? There's a lot of things humans should like not do, but like those are just like the natural things. And what ties into the natural things is like we should be hibernating. We should not physically hibernate, but kind of emotionally hibernate and mentally hibernate in the winter. Obviously, as humans, we can't physically hibernate because we work, we do these and that, which is totally okay. Totally okay. But what I mean by like emotionally and mentally, and even sometimes financially, because maybe people want to start new businesses and everything in the winter, it's like you need to hibernate. You need to like conserve that. And like, don't get me wrong, like, I started new ventures in the winter, but I had these already planned out before the winter. And so that's what I mean when it's like, oh, you want to start something, but you think about it in the winter. I'm like, maybe you need to think until the spring to like launch it if you think about it in the winter or over winter break. Or maybe you need to think about maybe buying this in the spring when it's blossoming and it's blooming and everything's ready and, beautiful and everything. Because me personally, I'm very in tune with myself spiritually, and I believe that we should be hibernating, focusing on our goals and everything right now. And then when springtime comes around, like March, we should be, taking more of those goals into fruition a little bit more. That's kind of coincide with like my 90-day thing as well, because a lot of things right now and my goals until March 1st are more like stepping stones for the rest of my year. So like that's a little bit why I say that humans, we should hibernate. We should kind of like build the stepping stones now and then bring them more into fruition, especially in the spring months, spring and summer months, and the fall months, of course, too. Winter is about hibernation. It's about kind of closing in and like planning and setting things up for the new year to be ready for yourself, to be ready to bring into fruition at the end of the day. And I use hibernation because that's probably the easiest term I can really coincide with this feeling, and feeling like you have to kind of like enclose yourself and like you're an armadillo, like you're an armadillo. And then when springtime's come around, the armadillo unravels and, it's back at it and ready to start his new day. And that's what I feel like us humans should do, because at the end of the day, we are animals and we should be more in tune with nature and more of our natural instincts as humans. I feel like that's a big thing with like the human race and everything. Like me personally, I believe that we should kind of come back to like our natural abilities in time. Obviously, now we've evoluted too much to the point where like, I mean, some people are vegetarians and everything, but a lot of us cannot really be vegetarians that much. Like me personally, right now, I have cut out a lot of things in my diet for my health, but also I kind of know like I won't be able to handle it because, yeah. And so that is why I'm like, okay, let's just be our natural selves. Like I should be frolicking in a field right now, barefoot and picking berries. But no, I'm sitting here actually watching F1 Drive to Survive on Netflix season 4, but it's muted while I'm recording because I'm sitting in the dark. But it's okay. It's okay because Lewis Hamilton is on the screen. So is this my manifestation moment? I would love to meet him one day. Sorry, that's like one of my he's like one of my biggest, like, I'm not gonna say idols because I guess I can say idol though, because like I don't really plan on driving a race car, but I just try to say idol loosely because I guess he's one of my biggest idols. Yay. Okay. So the last thing we're going to be talking about, just to end this podcast, this is probably like a 30-minute podcast or whatever, I don't really know, is we are going to be talking about New Year's in New York City. So I've, like, backstory, I've spent New Year's in many different places in my life. I spent New Year's notably, that's always like really been different, is Hawaii. Hawaii is the last place on earth to come into the new year. I remember that vividly because Hawaii is in its own time zone. It's not in the Pacific time zone that most of the west of the continental United States is in. So we are the last place on earth to go into the new year. I believe the first place on earth is Australia, which is interesting. Yeah, that's what I believe. So celebrating New Year's there, I don't really remember much. Sorry, I'm so tired. That's so unprofessional to yarn to the megaphone, that microphone like that. See, I'm tired. I said megaphone. Like, am I a cheerleader? What? Guys, I can joke about it because I was a cheerleader in high school, so it's okay. But anyways, Hawaii, yeah, it's the last place on earth to go into the new year. So I really don't remember much about celebrating New Year's. I do remember always celebrating with my family in Hawaii. And then I never celebrate New Year's in New York City. And this is like my second year living in New York City at this point. This is the first year that I've celebrated New Year's with friends, though. And it was really interesting to, like, do that, because I never really did that, because I was always taught to, like, whoever you go into the new year with sets you up for the new year. And I think that's the reason why, because I was going to actually, like, I was going to stay in New York City for New Year's this year, which is crazy. And I was going to be around other people. And I realized, I don't know, something like divine timing and stuff like that kind of like grabbed me out of that. You were like, no, you're going home, babe. And I'm happy that I did, because that also took me into account when I was with my friends on New Year's. That took it into account of like, oh, shoot. Like, I'm so happy this happened, because my 2024 would have been like horrible if I went to New Year with like other people who like just wasn't good and everything. Yeah, that's all I'm gonna say about that. But I'm happy that I went to the new year with friends from high school that I've had an amazing friendship with, and that have inspired me, and that have continued to inspire me, and I hope we inspire each other, and that also uplifts me and I uplift them, and they're surrounded by positive and fun people. And I hope my new year is like that, positive and fun and just new experiences. And I think that's why I'm so much more happier this like new year, which is like kind of crazy, because like, I don't know, I think it's also the fact that my 2023 was also a really good year as well too, because I did a lot that year. Like, I traveled, I met new friends, I did more things in New York City, I established myself a little bit more, I saved my money. So overall, 2023 was like a good year. And weirdly enough, this is the first time I'm ever saying this, but like, this is the first time that I'm going into a new year and I actually had a good previous year. Like, this is the first time. Like, I don't remember much of 2022. I remember the beginning of 2022, like, I would just, like, go to the beach all the time, but then, like, the latter half of the year was kind of just, like, I'm in New York City, but life ain't, yeah, but then, like, so that's why I'm saying, like, 2023 was, like, the first year that I was actually genuinely happy, like, majority of that year, and it made me grow into, like, a really good person. Like, I said this on my last podcast. Like, it made me grow into, like, a really good person at the end of the day. So, like, I'm happy about all of that. But, so, yeah, going into the new year with them is, like, amazing. And then I don't know what I'm going to do for the next year. I guess I will, I don't know. That's too far ahead right now. I love going with the flow with my life, of course. Especially in the new year, I just, like, I know I'm divinely protected and everything that's meant for me will be meant for me. And yeah. But New Year's in New York City, everyone keeps asking me since I live there. They're like, did you go to the ball drop? Have you ever been to the ball drop? Guys, there is a million people in Times Square when that ball drops. A million people. Do you think I would like to be around a million people in like 30 to 40 degree weather where there's news media all around, there's celebrities, so there's barricades, there's cameras, there's police everywhere? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Maybe when I'm like, maybe, like, of course I know, like, I need to go at one point if I'm still living there in the city, like, one, like, because I want to stay in the city. So, like, of course I need to go at one point. Maybe I'll go when I'm, like, 25. And I'm like, you know what, guys? Let's just go. Let's just go see the ball drop. I've been living here for, like, what, 7 years at this point. I need to go see the ball drop. Like, actually, no, I'll do it when I'm 28 because that'll be 10 years of me living in the city. So, I'll do that when I'm 28. We're gonna like remember that. We're gonna come back to this when like I do more in the future with the podcast, and I'm gonna be like, "Hey, remember when you were 19 and you said when you were 28 you were gonna go see the ball drop? Yeah, let's go see that ball drop, girl. Come on, let's go." So I will go when the year I'm turning 29. I will go because I'll be still 28 then. So I'll go. What year is that? Like, I don't want to do the math right now. I don't really care too much. Was it 2033? Oh my god! Scary! But yeah, so I have not went to go see the ball drop yet. I would love to go see it, but I feel like I would probably have to be somewhere high to go see that ball drop somewhere. And maybe eventually, like, maybe I'll be like, oh, I want to go just go walk and see it. Let's try to get a glimpse of it. Then yes, maybe I will, like, do all of that. But for right now, it's kind of just like, I need to go to sleep. It's kind of just like, no, I really don't want to see it. The only reason why I don't want to see it is because of the commotion with it. I the chaos. I don't want to be around it. But I would love to go see it eventually. New Year's in New York City. No, because that was 4th of July. I was like, did I spend New Year's there? No, it was 4th of July. But other celebrations in the city, like I've spent 4th of July in the city twice. I've never spent Christmas in the city. I've never spent Thanksgiving in the city. I've spent Memorial Day in the city, Valentine's Day, MLK Day, Juneteenth, Indigenous Peoples Day. Yeah, my favorite holiday I spent there in the city was definitely Juneteenth and Valentine's Day. I spent Valentine's Day with two of my friends last year. I mean, went down to Little Italy, and it was so cute. I loved it so much. It was the cutest thing ever. And then Juneteenth, I went to the Brooklyn Museum with an old friend of mine, and we went to a Juneteenth cookout, which is so cute and so fun. And it was so nice to just be around, like, so many other amazing and talented people who look like me. It was incredible. And the food was pretty good. So, shout out to the Brooklyn Museum. I really want to get an internship. I really want to get, well, I would love to get that, too. But I really would like to get a membership there. I need to go see the Spike Lee exhibition definitely when I get back to the city, though, because I did not get to see one of their exhibitions and I regret it. So I really want to go see that one, and I want to go to the Brooklyn Library to see the Jay-Z exhibition as well. So I need to like put that on my little list. But yeah, so I would love to spend New Year's there. Hopefully when I'm 28, I will spend New Year's there, and I'll bring my little kitty because I want a cat. Anywho, I've been saying a lot. I've been yawning a lot. It's 12:28 in the morning. I should probably head to bed. This will be uploaded like, I don't know, a couple hours from now, definitely. I just want to tell you guys, thank you so much for listening to this podcast for today. And I really hope this kind of was more of an educational point of view for New Year's, because I talked more about the education, the origins behind New Year's, but also my personal experience with New Year's and my personal reflections and goals for the New Year, and as well as celebrations for it. So thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. I really, really hope this resonates with some of you guys. And I can't wait for you guys to see what else I have in store for this year, 2024. Because what's 2 + 2? 4. And what's 4 + 4? 8. I'm literally going to say that this whole year. Like, I'm surprised no one else has said that on TikTok. Anywho, I hope you guys really enjoyed this podcast. Thank you for listening. My personal Instagram and TikTok is Miamari, M-I-A-M-A-U-R-I-I. And then my podcast TikTok and Instagram is Project 6 Pod. And then also my lovely marketing agency, I just started that, which is incredible. The Instagram for that is Mozza Agency, M-O-Z-Z-A. Mozza Agency. So thank you guys so much for supporting me, and please go follow my social medias for more, and go follow the new marketing agency, because there will be more talk about that on this podcast as well. So like, come on now. So thank you guys so much for listening to this. I really hope you guys enjoy this podcast. Anyways, I have to go sleep, and Happy New Year to all of you guys. This is the year you guys are supposed to be eating and leaving no crumbs left behind. So I need to head to sleep because I need to sleep. And I also have to pack tomorrow because I'm flying to California. Oh my God, I'm so excited for you guys to be in California. So you guys are gonna love this. Okay, so I have to go. Good night and peace out, Girl Scouts. Bye.